First item of old business is conditional use number 2237, Samuel C. Warrington II.
All right, I need to have, I want to talk a little bit more about this one because this is another case of, it's a small piece of a large property. And I, you know, they didn't say it, but I'm wondering if it has to do with farming anyway. And my main concern with this whole project is just traffic and getting in and out. I want to know what you guys think about if you're, you know, RVs and boats, trailers and things like that.
I thought about it a lot, but I have to believe that if it's been farmed for those many years, and it has, that's what they testified, tractor trailers with farming and combines, I don't see a tractor trailer any different than a truck pulling a boat trying to swing in and out of the property.
Yeah, and the boat traffic shouldn't be that often, nor should the RVs. And me personally, if I was pulling a boat to that property and had an issue with traffic, say coming off Route 1 and got jammed up, I'd change my plan for the next time. I might come in from the other direction or another day in time, but I just don't see this facility being used as a place where you just go get your boat three or four times a week, launch it, and then bring it back. It's more of an off-season storage. And Kim, as per your point, it's a big parcel with only 3 acres being requested for this use, and farmers need to supplement their undependable income any way they can. So I also thought it was nice how the applicant pushed the request over against the golf course and kept it away from the residences in the communities, and offered a landscape buffer above and beyond the fence to shield it. So I think we need to throw the traffic in DelDOT's hands.
Well stated.
Sorry. Thank you.
Happy on that one.
Gold star.
Mr. Wheatley, do you have any thoughts on this?
I'm concerned about the turning into the oncoming traffic that is quite likely to take place anytime somebody's swinging in or out of there with a pickup truck and a boat.
But if they're headed, like, I think like Bruce says though, that, you know, they might have to just make a, when they're coming out, they're probably going to want to turn right out. Yep. And when they're coming in, they're going to turn right in. And the state highway is, I would think, is going to make them have a road.
A decel lane.
Right. And an XL lane.
Yeah, my point was if you're coming off Route 1, of course, then you're taking a left against traffic to get in. If I did that once or twice and it was an inconvenience, I'd readjust my plan for the next time I dropped my boat off or picked it up.
The other thing would be if the property owner would be willing to deed more property to the Department of Transportation to be able to allow, if he needed more property in front of it, to make a wider turn.
But isn't that, I mean, it's not like we have to mandate that. If he wants his entrance, DelDOT, he's going to have to cut a deal with DelDOT.
Yeah, that's what I said. DelDOT, they'll extract that from them as part of their entrance.
He sure will.
Yeah.
I can't imagine. And that might make, DelDOT's not going to make them do what they have to do anyways to accommodate.
I kind of look at it the other way around. I mean, just when DelDOT gets a hold of this one, it may become physically not possible and economically inconceivable too, with what DelDOT may require them to do, because they're going to make them put in a commercial entrance, you know, and with the decel lanes and design it, and you know, and I don't know what their property frontage is. I mean, I know that this applicant testified that he lived in the house out front, but you know, the family owned the rest of the properties, but I don't, you know, that's somebody different. You know, that may end up be the answer to all this.
Yeah, I mean, that's just an economic decision.
Yeah, right. That's not, has nothing to do with your decision.
I mean, you know, I mean, just from a business economic standpoint, if you already own the land and you basically own the tenant house, if you will, because the guy's living right there, even if it cost him $80,000, that's 3 years and he'll have it paid for and run.
Like, I don't know how much a boat storage place makes, but yeah, right.
I'm guessing it's a grand a year. I don't know. I have no idea.
$100 a month.
How much?
$100 a month.
Whoa. Maybe take a year and a half to pay for it. How many boat slips was it, 20-some?
That's, they were hoping for quite a few, I don't know.
60.
Always heard that a boat was a hole in the water that you threw money in, but apparently it's a hole in a field you throw money in too. Good grief. Well.
I'm guessing we're going to have a lot more applicants for boat storage now.
My husband and I actually looked into it because of, so there was such a need for it, and we just couldn't find a property big enough to do it. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, it's just, the whole, again, the issue for me is the turning motion. But I agree that it's DLDOT's thing, and if they, because the other thing they can require them to do is put a bypass lane on the other side of the road, too. Like you said, this whole thing could get to the point that nobody could really make it happen anyway, and I guess the question becomes, do we want to give them the opportunity to do that?
That is the American dream, isn't it?
No, but that's my only concern. That's my only concern with it, really.
That's my only concern, too. I mean, I think that's as big as the whole property they could be developing is, there could be a lot of things that would have a lot higher impact.
That's right.
Well, that's true. And here, let's not forget that we are making a recommendation to County Council. We can condition that recommendation any way we want, and one possibility would be, because it kind of sounds like there's a fair amount of support for moving it forward with a positive recommendation. If we did that, we could simply include in that recommendation what our concern is with that the motion, and that needs to be something that needs to be addressed by DLDOT at the appropriate time and in a way that keeps everyone safe. I mean, that's nothing wrong with making that.
That's my main concern. There is no shoulder to that road at all.
And if we need to take when's County Council's hearing?
October 27th, so there is one more commission meeting between.
We actually could defer action.
Correct.
Before, and still have time to see it again before their meeting. So if you you're not prepared to make a motion this evening, we can defer action
I think I am going to ask that we defer action so for more time to consider this.
All right, it's been moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2237, Samuel C. Warrington II. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thanks. The next item is subdivision 2019-32, lands of Kurok Rehoboth III LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2019-32. For Kurok Rehoboth II LLC based on the record and for the following reasons. Number one, the proposed subdivision of commercially zoned land. This is a proposed subdivision of commercially zoned land. It is intended to divide a 10-acre commercial property into three separate lots that will be developed commercially, but interconnected as part of the overall access and parking design. It will also be integrated into the existing Tanger Outlet Center. Two, the proposed subdivision generally meets the purpose of the subdivision ordinance in that it protects the orderly growth of the county. Three, the proposed commercial subdivision will be consistent with the area and will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. Four, the proposed commercial subdivision will be served by central water and sewer. Says four again. The proposed commercial subdivision will not adversely impact the schools, public buildings, and community facilities. Five, the subdivision will not adversely affect traffic on area roadways. Six, the applicant has addressed the items contained in section 99-9C of the subdivision code. Seven, no parties appeared in opposition of this application. Eight, any future development of this property will be subject to commercial site plan review by Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. The site plan approval process will include further reviews by DLDOT, the Sussex Conservation District, and other agencies that have jurisdiction over the commercial development of this site. Mr. Chairman, that's my motion.
Second.
All right. It's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2019-32, Lands of Korok, Rehoboth 3 LLC, for the reasons and with conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Next item is subdivision 2020-06, Lands of James and Denise Taylor.
Mr. Hopkins and commissioners, on this one, just as a reminder, when we had the public hearing on this, there was a request for a waiver of the forested buffer around the perimeter, and we did have somebody who came up and testified with concerns about that, and there was confusion whether they were asking about a waiver from the county requirements or whether there was a waiver, or excuse me, whether there was a buffer requirement in the restrictive covenants. And you all held the record open to look at that. We did go back and look, and there actually is it's not so much a forested buffer requirement, it is a requirement that they maintain the existing forest within 30 feet of the perimeter boundary of the larger subdivision, of which this is a smaller part of. So what I think has been proposed would be that a waiver is appropriate for the new internal lot lines, but because the original subdivision required it around the outside, that they'd have to keep it around the outside. So I just want to let you know that's what that research uncovered. So.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, I move we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2020-06 for lands of James and Denise Taylor for a four-lot subdivision based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this application is for four-lot subdivision upon 8.925 acres. This results in a density that is less than the maximum density permitted in the AR1 district. Two, the proposed subdivision is consistent with other residential development in the area. Three, the proposed subdivision will not adversely affect neighboring properties, area roadways, or public facilities. Four, the proposed subdivision satisfies the requirements of the subdivision code in section 99-C of the code. Five, because of the small size of the property and because the property is already mostly wooded, a partial waiver of the buffer requirements is appropriate with the exception of the outside perimeter of the subdivision. Because the property is encumbered by a covenant prohibiting the removal of trees within 30 feet of the property boundary, the forested buffer must be maintained in this area. Six, because of the small number of lots, a waiver from the county street design requirements is appropriate. This recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, no more than four lots shall be permitted. B, a waiver of the buffer requirements is appropriate along the new internal lot lines. The buffer shall be required along the outside perimeter of the subdivision. C, the applicant shall comply with all DLDOT requirements regarding entrance and roadway improvements. Restrictive covenants shall be established and recorded governing the shared and shared use and maintenance of the roadways. E, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. Mr. Chairman, that's my motion.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2020-06, lands of James and Denise Taylor, for the reasons and with conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is change of zone number 1906, Eliud Ramirez Mejia.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of change of zone number 1906 for Eliud Ramirez Mejia, for a change in zone from AR1 agricultural residential zoning to C2 medium commercial zoning based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, C2 medium commercial zoning is designed to support retail sales and the performance of consumer services. It is intended to be located near arterial and collector roads. Two, the applicant's property is currently zoned AR1 but is in an area along Dagsboro Road where other commercial zonings and commercial uses exist. This is appropriate location for C2 zoning. Three, the location is generally in a wedge of properties between Route 113 and Dagsboro Road that has developed commercially. As a result, residential use of this property under the current AR1 zoning is no longer viable. Four, C2 zoning at this location will benefit nearby residents of Sussex County by providing a convenient location for small retail service uses. Five, there is no evidence that this rezoning will have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or area roadways. Six, the site is in the coastal area according to the Sussex County Land Use Plan and future land use map. This is an appropriate location for C2 zoning according to the plan. Seven, the proposed rezoning meets the general purpose of the zoning code by promoting the orderly growth, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of the county. Eight, no parties appeared in opposition to the rezoning application. And nine, any future use of the property will be subject to the site plan review by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1906, Eliud Ramirez Mejia, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is conditional use number 2239, Coastal Services LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of CU 2239 for Coastal Services LLC for general contracting business on land zone B1 and GR based on the record and made during the public hearing for the following reasons. One, the site is split zoned with the frontage having B1 zoning and the rear area being zone GR, general residential. This application has operated as a contracting business from the B1 portion of the site for some time, and this conditional use will bring the entire parcel under one approval. Two, the property is located within the coastal area according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. Small businesses use like this one are appropriate within this area according to plan. Three, the site is located along Cedar Neck Road and is partially zoned for B1 use. There is also commercially zoned properties on the opposite side of Cedar Neck Road. This use is appropriate for this location. Four, traffic generated by the proposed use will be minimal and will not have a negative impact on the neighboring properties or roadways. Five, this use is of a public or semi-public character that is desirable for the general convenience and welfare of the area of Sussex County. Six, the site is served by Sussex County Sewer. Seven, no parties appeared in opposition to the application. Eight, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the project shall be used for a general contracting business. B, there shall be no retail sales from the GR portion of the property. C, there shall be no manufacturing on the site. D, all lighting on the site shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. E, any dumpsters on the site are to be screened from the view of the neighboring properties and roadways. The dumpster location shall be shown on the final site plan. F, the applicant shall comply with all DLDOT requirements for the entrance and roadway improvements. G, because the front portion of the conditional use area is currently zoned B1, the use shall comply with the B1 district sign requirements. H, as stated by the applicant pursuant to an agreement with the neighbors, the boundaries of the property with the G1 zoning shall be fenced with a 6-foot vinyl fencing to screen it from the view of neighboring residential properties. The location and type of fencing shall be shown on the final site plan. I, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. Mr. Chairman, that's my motion.
Sorry.
Moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2239, Coastal Services LLC, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. All right, ladies and gentlemen.